It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Video game company Sega says 1.3 million customer records have been stolen. This is the latest in a rash of recent cyber attacks against big organizations. Also falling victim, the International Monetary Fund, the CIA, Citigroup, and the U.S. Senate. It makes you wonder why hackers are doing this and why so often right now. Kevin Mitnick was at one point the most wanted computer criminal in the United States. He served time in federal prison for his crimes. He's now a security consultant. Kevin, why are things blowing up right now?
The attacks really show that there's a lot of low-hanging fruit out there. There's a lot of companies that aren't protecting their systems well enough, and they're an easy target for hackers. I hack into companies, but I do it with authorization. We pretty much have 100% success rate. It just seems like the security hasn't evolved to a point to really be effective.
Now, one of the noisiest groups lately has been Lulzsec. They position themselves as being motivated primarily by just getting some kicks and having some fun. Do you buy that?
I think they have really two motivations. One is they want to send a message because they perceive wrongs. They hacked into Sony because probably there was another hacker named George Hotz who Sony sued for revealing vulnerabilities in the PlayStation 3. You have they didn't like that that Congress was considering hacking an act of war, so they hacked a FBI partner site, InfraGuard. They're enjoying the media attention. It's for their fun and entertainment, and they enjoy the game of getting in, the challenge.
How would you, and again, you've been out of the malicious hacking game for a very long time. We want to establish that. How would you describe the feeling when you break into somewhere that you're not supposed to be?
It's a kind of an adrenaline rush. It's kind of, it's very analogous to a video game, of reaching a level in the video game by using your intellect and skill. I do this for a living. Companies hire me to hack into systems, and I could easily hire other security engineers to do a lot of the work, but I actually like doing it myself in most cases because I really enjoy the challenge.
But hacking when it's your job is one thing, and playing Xbox is one thing. But if you're doing this illegally, if you're doing this maliciously or mischievously, where does the fear of getting caught enter into it?
Well, when I was a hacker, I was so tunnel vision that I didn't even think about the consequences of being identified and prosecuted. And it appears that this group, Lulzsec, is so confident, they feel so invincible because of how they're anonymizing themselves over the Internet. So they feel pretty confident that they're not going to be identified. And, of course, that confidence is usually their undoing. They have that illusion of invulnerability that they're not going to be caught.
Kevin Mitnick's autobiography, Ghost in the Wires, will be published in August. Time once again for another installment of O Internet, What Hast Thou Wrought? In today's episode, it has wrought dudes crying.
Every minute alone.
This is the song Every Minute Alone by the Danish band Who Made Who. The video is chock full of grown men crying. Now the band has launched a website where you can post video of yourself crying, interspersed with the original video. Only rule, you have to give a reason you're so sad. You can go to that site, we have a link at marketplacetech.org, and watch all these weepy people, these sobbing music fans, these melancholy Danes. I watched a few, not sure what made it so compelling, the naked human emotions, or just the idea that so many people thought it was a great idea to post all their sadness online. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.